You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's day three of the nurses' strike at Meritor Hospital, and today hospital leaders will meet with union reps in an attempt to strike a deal. WKOW reports they've had more than 20 bargaining sessions so far this year. Meritor leaders say they've stayed very busy and their hundreds of traveling nurses have provided top-notch care to patients. Nurses in the union say they're not satisfied with safety, staffing, and pay accommodations.
Going on strike was not something that we wanted to do. There's plenty of us that are going to be struggling for the next couple months. And there was so many of us that were so worried about our patients. Like, we were like, but what about the patients? And we finally had to come, like, to the realization that, like, we are doing this for our patients so that they will be better off after this.
Congressman Mark Pocan and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joined the picket line yesterday, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
You all show up when it's the worst days for many of the patients walking into this building. And so it's extremely important that we out here, because it's a matter of showing respect to all of our nurses right here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Not only do you deserve to get paid more wages to make sure you can take care of yourself, but this is also about how are we going to protect every patient that walks into every hospital.
Meritor released a statement saying, quote, "During the duration of this strike, the rhetoric may lead the general public to think that we have major issues. But the reality is that while there are always improvements to make, we are running an award-winning hospital. We remain willing to work with our team members to make improvements in areas where they have voiced concerns," end quote. The nurses' strike is set to last through the weekend, and they'll have a mediator as part of today's bargaining session, hoping the two sides can come to an agreement. Madison gets an A for water quality and communications, according to UW-Madison researcher. 9 out of 10 Wisconsin municipalities got A's on the first water utility report card, but we're seeing higher levels of phosphorus in our local lakes. According to the State of the Lakes report from the Clean Lakes Alliance, 4 out of 5 Madison lakes have more phosphorus last year than the year before, and that's likely due to pollution. And it's a whole different world for student athletes these days. Now high schoolers in Wisconsin can be paid for their name, image, and likeness. Jimmy Kuska explains.
Name, image, and likeness rules are now in effect for Wisconsin high school student-athletes with the publication of the WIAA Bulletin. At the WIAA's annual meeting in April, school administrators across the state overwhelmingly voted to approve NIL. The new rule means that student-athletes can have NIL agreements as long as they meet certain conditions. Students can't appear in school athletic uniforms, endorse adult-oriented categories such as gambling or alcohol, or be paid for athletic performance. The rules also greatly restrict who can contribute to NIL deals and specifically ban recruiting. Other rules that go into effect with this week's publication of the WIAA Bulletin include expanded summer coaching contact, a sportsmanship course requirement for fans ejected from high school games, and a change to the game limit for freshman-only teams.
And have you seen this video going around social media? Some pigeons decided to hitch a ride on a flight to Madison. The plane was in Minneapolis Saturday about to take off when passengers spotted a pigeon in the cabin. They managed to wrangle it and get it off the plane. And then they're taxiing and another pigeon is flying around. The Delta crew had to get the second one off the flight before they could finally take off. It ended up delaying things by about an hour. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin. At at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm going to try and give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter. Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The 8th movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a 5th season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for Season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the 5th season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for Season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad-looking Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun. High temperatures near 70 degrees. Spotty shower possible in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low near 52. On Friday, warmer, highs near 80. Here, too, a spotty shower or storm possible. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.